Here we are with Becca Ballant, Vermont Senate pro tem, Democrat from Brattleboro, in office since 2015, and now running for Congress. So what would you do about the opioid epidemic?
Oh, my goodness, Alan. It's heartbreaking. As I've traveled across Vermont, so many families and communities are struggling with this. The focus that we need to take on this is harm reduction first. And we are trying to communicate to family members and to supportive members of the community that being able to come back from opioid misuse disorder is a long-term commitment. And we have to be there for people when they relapse. It's part of recovery. And I think that is something that a lot of people don't understand, that it isn't that these folks who are struggling with this are flawed in some way. It's an addiction. And so we have to, you know, be clear that the work that we do should be focused on harm reduction and keeping people alive. We're losing a generation of people to the opioid crisis, and we have to make sure we invest the money well that we're getting from the opioid settlements. And since you brought up the governor earlier, this is one thing that we disagree on. I do think that we have to be clear-eyed that it should be harm reduction first. And when we had a bill that was moving through the legislature that they did not want to weigh in on, and then we were able to pass it, and it was about just bringing up the issue of, should we be offering needle exchanges? We couldn't even get a study through to see if that would work in some of our largest areas. And I think everything needs to be on the table. We're trying to keep people alive.
So let me ask you this. We have a lot of inflation. People are worried about it. What should we do?
Yeah, as you know, it's a complicated issue, and it's going to take a multi-pronged approach. I'm pleased to see that some of the prices here are coming down, certainly on petroleum products and some of the things on the shelves. We have a supply chain crunch. I've heard this from businesses across Vermont that we need long term. We need to be making more things here. We need to be producing more goods closer to home so that we're not so dependent on a very complicated and long supply chain. We need to go after price gouging. It has to be part of this. We need to make sure that we are, putting a tax on windfall profits from fossil fuel companies. So there's a lot of mechanisms to move. There are no quick fixes. But what I want people to understand is, long term, we have to have a robust conversation about doing more production of products here at home.
Let me ask you about the police. A lot of talk about police reform. Have you thought about this in any great depth? And if you have, what do you think?
I appreciate the question. You know, this is a really hard conversation for so many people to have, because it has been portrayed as an either or, that either we have well-functioning, police departments, or we completely defund them. And that's just not the solution to this. I do think we have to think about, having the officers on the ground to do the work that communities require, which is keeping people safe, solving crimes, those kinds of things. But in terms of what we're asking law enforcement to do right now, I think we're asking them to deal with a mental health crisis in the community. Mm-hmm. We're asking them to deal with issues that perhaps they have not been fully trained to deal with in escalation. I talked with a police officer in Barrie early in the campaign. He said they're so pleased that they finally have a social worker riding along. So these kinds of investments are important. And we also have to know that we have seen the militarization of law enforcement since Vietnam. And we need to, as a nation, get clear on what is it that we're asking law enforcement to do, and are there other community partners that can pick up some of that work and be more effective in doing that work?
Assuming your election, what committees do you want to serve on?
Well, I have been here in the Vermont State Senate. I've served on many committees, so I know each committee has the opportunity to do good work for Vermonters. And I always say I'm a utility player. Put me where you need me. But I would like to be ultimately on committees that will help me address the issues that are so important to me around income inequality and housing investments. And so I'm going to do what all new members do, which is, you know, talk to my future colleagues and find out where I can be of most use. But it is clear to me, given the challenges in front of us, anywhere that I am, I'm going to try my very level best to do good work for Vermonters.
One of the big issues in American society is the number of guns that are floating around. What would you do?
So I have been very supportive here in Vermont of sensible gun laws. And it was for many years in Vermont, because we have a strong hunting culture, strong rural culture, it was thought to be the third wheel of politics. And we were able to pass universal background checks. We were able to put restrictions on magazines here in Vermont and other sensible gun laws. I think we have to take this up in earnest. I'm at the federal level. I'm pleased that after 26 years, we finally got something through on this issue. But, you know, let's be clear. I would like to see an assault weapons ban again. I don't think this is fundamentally the kind of weaponry that a regular person needs. And I think I think this moment that we're in is an opportunity for us to talk about this, because nobody that I talk to, regardless if they're a Second Amendment enthusiast or not, nobody wants to see the pictures on TV of school children being slaughtered in schools and don't want to be afraid to go to the movies. Like, we've reached, I think, a tipping point where we can have a more honest discussion about what is the kind of culture we want to live in.
Do you like being a politician? And we only have a minute and 47 seconds to answer that.
I do, because it's a conduit through which people in my community can get their voices heard. And I do see when I am doing my best work, I am listening deeply and I'm synthesizing information for myself, and I'm able to articulate back to the community about how government can be of use to them. I think post January 6th, some of the most important work that I've done person to person in the community is trying to reinstill faith in government. And I'm proud of the work that I was able to do with the Speaker of the House here in Vermont to carry that message for us and have a functioning government here in Vermont during the pandemic. And those are some of the moments that give me the most joy, is when I'm just out in the community talking and listening to community members. And people want to be seen. That's what they want. They want to be seen. And I feel like I'm somebody who is able to sit with them and meet them where they're at and alleviate suffering.
We've been talking on the Congressional Corner with Becca Balland, and who's a Democrat from Brattleboro, in office since 2015, and is now running for Congress. Becca, good luck to you.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate the time.